So usually there's that awkward moment at the end of davening Shabbos morning. Everyone's like looking around. Is he folding my talis? Is he folding his talis? Should I fold my talis? And sometimes people look the other way. You know, you try to block yourself and you fold your talis. No one knows. Are you supposed to fold your talis Shabbos morning or not? So what's the halacha? So we'll try to clarify once and for all. What are you supposed to do? Now let's talk about the case. And we first keep in mind, most people would have a Shabbos talis and a weekday talis. So presumably this talis is not going to be used till next Shabbos, but it may not make such a difference. Let's see. So says the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says you're allowed to fold a beged, which a talis is a type of beged. You're allowed to fold a beged for Shabbos, in other words, for use later on Shabbos, presumably, as long as there's one of five criteria fulfilled. Yeah, what do they have to be? It has to be one person's talis. It has to be a new talis. It has to be a white talis or a white beged. And it has to be that you have no other begadim that you could use instead of this beged. Which kind of makes it a pretty, you know, that's four of them. And then it also has to be four for the Shabbos. I mean, number one, the Gemara. So you have a lot of criteria you need to fulfill in order to be allowed to fold a talis on Shabbos. So it sounds like, according to this, presumably, you can't fold the talis, even if it's Tzorech Shabbos, even if you're going to need the talis later on that day, you can't fold unless it's a new one, unless it's white, completely white. And the reason, presumably, is because if you fold it otherwise, it's going to be Misakein Mana. You're basically fixing the talis and making it usable, and that will perfect it. And therefore, by doing that, you could do a Malacha, perhaps, or it's similar to Malacha, and therefore it's Aser. Says Tosfos, well, for sure it's Aser. If you need the talis, why are you folding it? For when?
Sunday.
For Sunday. Or for sure for next week or later on. So it's not for Shabbos itself, this Shabbos. So therefore, says Tosus, for sure it's Aser. In a one-line Tosus, it's for sure Aser if the talis is not going to be used today. Based on here, if we stop now, are you allowed to fold your talis on Shabbos? For sure not. It seems clear, according to Tosus, there's no way out. So in order to help us out, you need the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, well, one second. Perhaps there's a heter if it's not in the normal way that you fold. It's shelo keseder kipulo. It's like it's not the normal way that you fold a talis. In this way, it's not misaken mana anymore. And that's what the Mordechai says. Okay, how do we paskin? So it comes along Shulchan Aruch, and we'll clarify this Mordechai in a second. Says Shulchan Aruch says, it starts off sounding like Tosfos. You're Mekaplin Kalim B'Shabbos with Tzorech Shabbos, as long as it has all these criteria. It's one person. It's not. You don't have any other begadim, etc., etc. Then he says, "Imchaser Echad Meila Atanam Itzaser." If you don't fulfill those five criteria, it's always Aser. Sounds like Tosfos for sure. For the next day, it's Aser as well. Comes along Shulchan Aruch, however, V'Yeshmi Sha'omer. Some say that the Lekaplo Shelo Keseder Kipulo Arishon Mutter Bechol Inyan. If you fold it not in the normal way, it's Mutter Bechol Inyan. What does that mean? Bechol Inyan means even for Sunday? Or is it only later on for Shabbos? In other words, if I fold my talis in the wrong way, okay, so now I could fold it even though it's not a new talis, even though it's not a white talis, even though, let's say, it's jointly owned by someone. I don't have a problem. But am I even allowed to fold a talis which is the wrong way for tomorrow, for Sunday? I don't know. From Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say, but it says Venir and Devarov. We paskin like this lenient opinion. So now the question is, if I fold my talis, according to Shulchan Aruch, the wrong way, or not on the creases, not on the folds, so am I allowed to even fold it, even if I'm not going to use it again until Sunday or next week? Says the Mishnah Berura, it sounds like it would be permitted even if it's afilu ein daito lelav shel bo bayom. Mishnah Berura says, great, that's the heter. You're allowed, according to this Mordechai that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to fold your talis the wrong way or not in the proper creases, as long as, and even if it's for tomorrow, even if it's for Sunday. You seem to be preparing for the next day. Somehow it's not a problem at all. Since it's not on the folds, I guess, then it's fine. You're allowed to put your talis away. So according to this, it would be permitted even if it's for Sunday. Says the Shaar HaTzion, not so fast. That this heter only applies if it's for Shabbos itself. But if it's for Sunday, you've got a problem. So according to the Shaar HaTzion, you're back in the hole, you're messed up again. According to the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, even if you fold it not on the proper, you know, not the proper way, you would be forbidden to wear it, or you're not forbidden to fold it if it's for Sunday wearing, or for the next day, or for next week. You would have a problem. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and he clarifies even further. And I just want to tell you, says the Mishnah Berurah, however, mikol makom, misherotza lahachmer al atzmo. Right? Don't you love when the Mishnah Berurah gives you the guilty trip over here, right? If you want to be really frum, right? It's the Pesach time, and you want to really, really start doing tshuva, you know, middle of the year, whatever it is, you know, geula. So you want to be really frum, machmer al atzmo shelo l'kapel klau, you're not going to fold at all, vaday odif. It's better. So basically, the sum up of the Mishnah Berurah is you're messed up if you fold your talus. Because it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah says you definitely can't fold it on the proper way, on the creases, right? On the normal folds. And even in the improper folds, if it's going to be for tomorrow or for next week, you've got problems. So says the Mishnah Berurah, just refrain from the whole thing. Follow like the first opinion. Don't fold it at all. Pretty machmer. So what states? Anyone here fold their talus on Shabbos? No? Yeah? So you need help, right? Mishnah Berurah is not helping you very much over here. But just to scare you before we go on to the next point, the Rivos Ephraim and the Aznid Berurah, Rabbi Rav Zober, they both quote over the Mishnah Berurah and say, yeah, what do you mean? The Mishnah Berurah says, Baal Nefesh should be Machmer, you know, you want to be Mitzarotzo Achmer Latzmo, Shavo Kapo Kwal Vade Odif. And they end with that. So it sounds like they're following the strict opinion. So definitely there are poskim out there who say you should not fold your talus at all, even it sounds like if it's not on the creases. Fortunately, though, we have an Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says, well, one second. There's a totally different way to understand this. Aruch HaShulchan says, "Lahashlich beged b'li kippul klal einu mederech b'nei adam." It's not normal. You know, come on, especially if you're yucky, you know, you're a clean person, you're normal, you like things very nice. What are you going to do? Take the talus bag and just clump it up. You're going to have your talus bags and end up being a ball, not like, you know, flat. You're going to, it's not a normal way to do it at all. Therefore, he says we could rely on the Mordechai, and that if it's not in the normal way that it's folded, then for sure you're fine. However, he even says one more heter. Listen to this, and this is very important to the Svardim in the room, because we'll see who else holds the Shita. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, how come v'zmanenu yesh harbe shemekaplin talisoseim b'Shabbos? How come nowadays a lot of people raise their hand? When I said, do you raise your hand, do you fold your talis in Shabbos? And 5-6 people here raise their hand. So what are you? You're all either Rishoyim, Amaratzim, what is the Pshat? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're neither. The Svirule de Kipol Shalonu Leka Shum Tikkun. Our folds are not the way the Europeans folded their talus, right? The way in Europe, they probably, years ago, they probably folded their talus exactly, perfectly to neatly, and so it was exactly, you know, glatt and smooth and nice and equal and beautiful. We don't fold our taluses that way. That's not the way we do it now. So our folds are not what we're talking about. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you could rely on this third shita called the Kolbo, who says that our folds now are not at all what we're talking about. And if that's the case, then the whole sugi goes out the window. You could fold basically whatever you want if it's not the fold of the Gemara. You don't have to worry about if it's for tomorrow, if it's the normal way, not way. It's just not a fold. That's not, our fold is not a fold. Basically, the Aruch HaShulchan is completely the opposite and is totally meiko. Who follows the Shita? Rabbi Avadi Yosef. Rabbi Avadi Yosef, for the Sfardim in the room, you're totally okay. He says you could definitely rely on the Mordechai, which says if you're not folding it on the exact crease, you're fine. And if not, you could rely on, he says that if you have to, you could rely on this Shita of the Kolbo, that our folds are not a fold at all, and therefore you're totally okay, fine, and you could be meiko. Yeah. Any questions?
Also, everything has a place.
What do you mean everything has a place?
Well, you're allowed to put things in its place, back in its place.
Yeah, but if your fold is going to be misaking money, is going to create, you know, finish this product and make it perfect, then it's a problem. However, you need to come on to a reason that our folds are different folds than they had in different times. So comes along the Shmir Shabbos, and we'll end with the Shmir Shabbos. See, it kind of gives the Minhag HaOlam. You know, okay, not here. No one here wants to be so makel like the Aruch HaShulchan and say, you know, the heck with all the folding, I'm just going to do whatever I want. That's pretty makel shita. On the other hand, you don't want to be as machmer as the Mishnah Berurah, who says you can't fold at all. So you need a middle ground. So I think the middle golem is more like the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, which is a middle ground. He says like this, and this is why everyone does this. Mutter v'kapel kol beged shlo b'kipul akodem. He says, you're allowed to fold your talus if it's not the normal way. Okay, that's like the Mekel Shita. However, v'yachzir v'yikaplu achrei tseisa Shabbos b'kipul haragil. You need a Matzei Shabbos, take the talus out, and refold it again the proper way. Why? What's the point of that? To show that your folding was... Now that's a big comment. Anyone have ever here do that? Anyone want to raise their hand and say they don't do it? I'll raise my hand. Yeah, I don't ever do that. So what's pshat? So I may be an Amar, it's that you could call me. I'm not a Rush. I don't think I'm a Rush. Yeah, so what's pshat? So how come I fold my talus in Shabbos? And I don't fold again Matzei Shabbos. That would be super annoying, and I definitely forget.
Well,
yeah?
It's not the exact thing, but it's perfect.
So you need a footnote. You need a footnote to Shmir Shabbos. That if you fold it, if you saw the way I folded it, you know, my grandmother's probably turning over a grave if she saw the way I fold my talus. It's not the way the Europeans do it. Says the footnote to Shmir Shabbos. He says, so what's the pshat? He says, he heard from Shlomo Zalman that it's better to fold it to do it Matzei Shabbos, for sure. But if you don't, the Ein Shum Dim Eino Mekaplo Kol Matzei Shabbos, you may run into problems. However, if you're mekapel kol Shabbos bin yachar shari, if you fold it every week differently, then you're fine. V'chein shamati me'agonim shom zamen arbach, demistaber shem ose kipo lo tov. If you fold it horribly, you know, you just kind of like do what I do. My Shabbos does, you kind of fold it once or twice, and then you just like put the tzitzis in, and then you stuff it into your talus bag. So it's semi-folded. You know, you're shivisha folding over here. You're like kind of like half a folded, half not folded, and then put it in. So it's kind of like this. Then you're fine. Then you don't have to do it Matzei Shabbos, because this is not a fold at all. And that's probably the best thing to do, unless, you know, your wife or your grandmother or your mother or whatever gets upset at you and it's not a nice folding. The best thing to do is to avoid all these problems is just don't really fold it and then put it away. Some people it bothers, and I know my father always does, takes that Matzei Shabbos and refolds it, because, you know, if you got that type of blood, then it needs to be neat and nice and perfect.
He's
so that's fine. I didn't get those genes. Exactly. He's close to the generation before. My generation, you just throw it in. My kids' generation would probably just throw it in. I saw last thing is I saw and someone sent me a pamphlet that some big Talmid Chacham, young Talmid Chacham, asked Rev Usher Weiss a couple of questions. And he asked a couple of other Talmid Chacham. So he asked this question to Rev Usher Weiss. Are you allowed to fold your talus in Shabbos? And he said, absolutely, you're allowed. At least according to his pamphlet, they're quoting him, that you're allowed because our folds are not like the folds of earlier times, which seems to be easy. Even more make a Lizer wrong like Rav Avadia, that you'd be totally okay to do. You don't even have to try to do a bad fold. Just do whatever fold you can and it'll be mutter. That's how the Olam is relies upon. If you want to be Machmer, call it Kavod. You know, you're a better person than I. No, because now it does make a difference, because we're not going with that cheetah, and then everything is fine.